The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Season 5 of The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, where we talk with enterprise and technology platform leaders about the people, processes, and platforms that make marketing and customer experience successful, scalable, and sustainable. This is what creates an agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 marketing and CX leaders and teams as principal and chief strategist at GK5A and best-selling author, keynote speaker, entrepreneur, and Agile certified coach. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. To sign up for the Agile Brand newsletter and get the latest insights and articles on marketing technology and CX, or to purchase a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, go to gregkilstrom.com. You can also find all my books on Amazon and other retailers. And now on to the show. Algolia, one of the leading enterprise search and discovery platforms, recently published its e-commerce site search trends 2023 report, which highlights several opportunities and challenges for e-commerce businesses. Today, we're going to talk about the power of search and discovery to deliver strong revenue results to e-commerce businesses, as well as how to harness this power most effectively for your organization. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Piyush Patel, Chief Strategic Business Development Officer. Piyush, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. So why don't we start with you giving a little background on yourself, as well as what you're currently doing at Algolia.
Yeah, that makes great sense. So, you know, how I got to Algolia is interesting. I've not been, you know, over the course of my 30-year career, not been in the search space specifically, but, you know, as a tangent, I've done content and commerce platforms, both on the software side and as, you know, practice development and leading large teams at global integrators. And what led me here to Algolia is that when I look back at all those projects and getting them stood up, getting them live, the replatforming, where it kind of tailed off in value is that after the platforms were put in, whether it's content or commerce, people actually leveraging the platforms for continued success and continued improvement don't typically happen. And as I started to think about where that challenge is, it's people not looking at the data once the platform's live and figuring out how to improve that experience. And a lot of times that led me to search as the sort of pain point. You know, people came to your experience, you spent all these ad dollars to get the traffic, but if you didn't put what they wanted in front of them, that was a big fail. And I think search and discovery is a resolution of that pain point. And so that's why I've been here about 2.5 years, hoping to help improve those outcomes.
Great. Yeah. So yeah, let's dive in here. And we're going to be talking about search specifically and the impact that it can have on e-commerce. So according to the e-commerce site search trends report I mentioned earlier, 51% of the respondents in the report say that increasing revenue is their primary reasons for investments in search. What does this tell you about the impact that search can have on the business?
Well, I think let's first look at the 51% part.
Yeah.
You know, the point I made earlier about when you get a consumer to come to your digital experience, they're coming with some intention, right? They're looking for something. In e-commerce specifically, they're looking to buy something. Even outside of e-commerce, if you look at media use cases, they're coming to look at something, listen to something, right? Read something. And the accomplishment of that goal is what the brand is trying to monetize. So if you can't get your consumer to that goal accomplishment, you can't monetize on it. So e-commerce, if we kind of narrow it back down, I didn't find the product I was looking for, so I didn't buy it. You know, that's a huge fail for an organization. So this is why it's such an important topic to solve for retailers, And, you know, leveraging search is how they do that. But I also want to touch on the other 49%, right?
Right.
A lot of times we read stats and figures and only focus on that number and not on the other side, the other aspect. But we also see in that other 49%, you know, the ones that haven't leveraged it for revenue increase, it doesn't mean that they haven't leveraged search. We see a huge tail of people doing productivity improvement types of use cases with search, right? So we have a publishing organization, a global publishing organization that when their authors sit down to write a story, the first thing they do, they have to go and find citations, right? They have to find, do research, and the ability to surface that information to quickly put a story out with factual references to other articles and things, yeah, is a very important element for them, which is search, but it isn't necessarily retail focused or e-commerce focused.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of building on what you were saying as well, I mean, a great search experience can accelerate customers finding what they need more quickly in the moment, but there's other factors that can improve it on it as well. And you mentioned a little bit here already, but in the report, you look at the benefits of search from both a revenue increase perspective as well as customer loyalty. So how does the search experience play into that loyalty and customer lifetime value?
Yeah, I think, you know, as consumers, when we go into an interaction like this with a brand, you know, we have an intent. We're trying to get something done. And the sort of the negative side of that is leaving it up to me as a consumer to forage and figure out the thing that I need. Where is it? How do I get to it? Yeah. You know, and solve the problem by myself. And so that's the pain point we want to be able to address. And so search, when you look at the different layers of what search does and how it drives that experience, first, the intent that you can understand from a user when they search is way higher, way more accurate than what traditionally authors have tried to do in building and crafting experiences for groups of people saying, okay, my buyer persona is this, or, you know, the persona is that, I'm going to create this content for that person. You know, that's not very scalable, right? So search first and foremost gives you more intent from the consumer that you can act on. You have to, of course, act on it, right? So right. The first part is understanding that intent, and search engines help you do that. The second part then is, you know, leveraging AI, leveraging trends, leveraging business rules and, you know, your own sort of factors for the brand to then pull together the most likely set of things that you want to put in front of this consumer, right? So that's step two. Okay. The third part then is, okay, well, that's still, if you don't have full intent identified, that still may be only a partially good list. That may be this list could work for Piyush, it could also work for Greg. How do we then further refine that or put them in the right order that is relevant for Piyush or Greg differently, right? So that we call it re-ranking, but it's truly what helps drive personalization in the experience is to then leverage that front-end system's understanding, the CDP, the, you know, loyalty data that a brand may have, and say, ah, yes, both Piyush and Greg searched for red shoes, but I know in Piyush's case, he's looking for sneakers. Greg is looking for, I don't know, boots.
Right.
So there's a ability to take the intent data that search provides you, of course, do much more relevant, you know, AI-based retrieval, but then also leverage AI and data on the tail end of that presentation and that experience to really narrow it down for the consumer and not force them to be, you know, hunting for what they're looking for and really get it in front of them. So that's how I think great experiences can be accelerated. And you can't do that in a human authored manner at scale, but you can with search and discovery platforms like AdBullion.
Yeah. And I would imagine then, you know, that playing into loyalty is, you know, I keep getting, when I go here, I get the best results or I get the most relevant results. And therefore,
I'm going to keep going back and staying loyal, and therefore my lifetime value increases because of that. Is that safe to say?
It is. And I think, well, let's use an example. Who doesn't shop at Amazon, right?
Right.
Amazon partially does an amazing job, but because of, if you probably look at your experience in the last, I don't know, 12 to 18 months, more and more, what's driving the results that you see is ad placements and sponsored items rather than what you're actually looking for, right? So that's the kinds of things we're trying to teach our brands not to do, is deliver and cater on what the consumer wants from you so they purchase it, rather than, you know, what somebody else's intent is and using that to drive the relevancy of, you know, what gets put in front of that consumer.
Yeah. And that's really, you know, in the report, the number 2, 3, and 4 answers are really all related to when businesses are asked why they're making investments in search, they all relate to improving the customer experience. So, you know, whether that's meeting customer demands, improving the customer experience, and delivering a more personalized experience like you were just talking about. So, you know, given this CX, customer experience, is a major point of competition and differentiation, how do you do that? You know, how do you, you talked about a little bit about how you do customer experience well, but how do you differentiate that experience, and how can search and discovery really play that major role? And every brand's trying to outdo the other, right? In these things.
Yeah. You know, we'll go back to the basics. It's again, I came for something, get it in front of me. Don't make me hunt for it. Right. If that's the basic model of what we want to deliver against, then really how we coach our customers to great search maturity, you know, it starts first with understanding the data, right? People are, who does not have a website already for their product?
Right.
Understand what people are doing, look at those patterns, you know, leverage that data to then start making those improvements, whether it's in the CX and the flow that the consumer is going through. You know, that's of course less about search, but that flow can be informed by the search intent data, because that is the thing that tells you most importantly what they're looking for, right? So start with the data. Then in being able to meet that customer's demand, there's other things beyond their intent that are important. So if you think about like Black Friday, brands being able to automatically reposition based on inventory margins, you know, very fast-paced consumer trends that might be changing, a hot product an hour ago might not be a hot product right now. That is not something possible at scale, right? And so the second step of this is, how do you deliver quickly once you understand what that data is? Well, you cannot do it manually in an authored model. You've got to use search and discovery as the engine that's determining what to put based on that data in front of this person, right? And if you even extrapolate it further, you know, outside the Black Friday case to sort of online, offline bridging, you know, don't show me things that are not there. We have an amazing customer here, sports retailer in Houston, where, you know, at the end of a particular championship, we just had the NCAA over the last weekend here.
Yeah.
And you can imagine as a consumer, if my team wins, I want that jersey. I want that sweatshirt, t-shirt, hat, whatever right now. And if I go to my brand from a loyalty perspective and I don't find it there, yeah, I'm going to go to an Amazon and say, okay, I found it. I'm going to get it, right? And so it's very important for those brands to be able to deliver very quickly on the data and intent that they can capture and make sure the systems, you know, are not requiring human intervention to say, okay, now let me go and post all the winning team's jerseys, you know, in my catalog and on my website, right? So the second step then is making sure that the systems are scalable to be able to leverage that data, the inventory data, the intent data, you know, what people are looking for, and really being able to deliver that systematically versus it from a human perspective.
Before we continue, I'd like to make sure you're aware of the upcoming CXPS 2023 conference, May 8 through 11, 2023 in Durham, North Carolina. CXPS is a great CX event focused on professional services firms that want to know how to take the next steps to make their firm successful in integrating client experience with their firm's strategic initiatives.
To learn more and register for the conference, go to clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference. That's clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference. And you can register with the code AGILE200, that's AGILE200, for $200 off your tickets. You can hear from top professional services executives and CX thought leaders like myself through a combination of keynotes, breakout sessions, workshops, and panel discussions. Make sure to register at clientexperience.org/CXPS-conference with the code AGILE200 for $200 off your tickets. Now let's get back to the show.
You know, speaking of scalability and personalization, you know, we've touched on this, but, you know, in the report, over 70% of respondents say that personalization is integral to the future proofing of their e-commerce experience. And, you know, then we get from a single channel to multi-channel, cross-channel, even omni-channel as personalization is kind of the holy grail. And, you know, 49% of the respondents in that report say they've implemented omni-channel to some degree. How does a tool like search and more specifically, the way Algolia approaches search, how does that help businesses achieve this cross-channel personalization and CX more effectively?
Yeah, you know, as we kind of just talked about the sort of automated manner in which to deliver personalization, the way we do that is you know, leveraging AI in three parts. First, letting the AI understand and very rapidly look at mass volumes of data to determine intent, to determine trends and things like that, right? Second, making sure that from how products are indexed, scored, and retrieved, letting, again, AI have the ability to very rapidly make those determinations and not make it a human-oriented process, but of course, retaining human control and override. And then finally, again, if your systems are hooked up, having AI understand an individual consumer's preference, that loyalty data, the past purchase history, inventory levels, any of the business data that you want to impart in there, hey, put lower margin products in front of this person because XYZ tells us that that's what they want, right? And so again, in that tail end of truly personalizing at scale, making sure that you know, AI across the span of these three is helping brands do this in a much faster way. And I think you'll see in the report some of the stats that, you know, as Forrester did the interviews, and of course, there's a wide span of, you know, seeing returns from a 40-50% increase to one customer who, you know, had a 380% ROI on their spend with us, because the ability for them to deliver that personalized, very detailed result set is what their consumers were waiting for and why they weren't buying before. And putting this in place really unlocked that potential for them.
Yeah. Yeah. So last topic I wanted to cover, you know, we've talked a lot about the why and, you know, with some specifics as well, of course, but let's talk a little bit more about how businesses can take steps and improve search and discovery. In the report we've been referring to here, while a little over 70% of respondents were quite satisfied or even very satisfied with their search investments, that still leaves, you know, 30% that are less than satisfied, let's say. Let's talk about what those businesses can do. So what are some of the warning signs that you see that point to a business that's not effectively using search? What are they experiencing?
Yeah, typically when we get involved in a discussion with a brand, what they're coming to us from as a sort of current state, two very key things we see. One, yeah, their consumers are struggling with accomplishing the task, right? So they've already gotten feedback that, oh, it's not great, but they're not sure exactly what, right? The second big thing is that they're not leveraging the data they're collecting, right? When somebody's searching for something, that data, that intent, if it's not being leveraged and looked at in a regular basis, then the brand really isn't doing justice to what people are coming for. And a lot of the reasons why is that, you know, as you can imagine, every platform has search in it, Because if you're putting information into a system, you got to be able to get it out. And so every CMS, every commerce platform has out-of-the-box search. But what those brands, the software brands that deliver those platforms haven't done, because their primary focus in the CMS space is create the ability quickly and easily to make content and publish content. That's what they're focused on, right? Yeah. They're not focused on the improvement of that outcome, that search. That's not goal number one, right? It's, oh, well, let's just grab something off the shelf, some open source stuff, and make it into our platform because it needs to be there. Same thing on the commerce side. So they're not really focused on solving that problem. So most brands are either not looking at their data, or they just don't have access and don't know about the tools that are available, because whatever is out of the box is just not sufficient. And it's not that brand's job to educate them about something better that they don't have.
Yeah, makes sense. What should a company do then that's, you know, let's say they invested in a enterprise, you know, DXP, CMS, and most of it's working effectively, but, you know, search is struggling. What should a company do to kind of get on the right path?
Yeah. And, you know, rather than trying to guess what that should be, I'll tell you exactly how those customers who, you know, given the last problem we just talked about, let's say they've identified, oh, something is not working. Typically, it's 3 to 6 months after they've gone live with that DXP or commerce platform, and it isn't delivering what they thought it would, right? Yeah. So what they start to recognize there, and by the time they come to us, they have started to look at the data. They've seen that the conversion isn't happening, or that they're getting abandonment and things like that, right? And so they started collecting that data. They started to understand what is not working. And so that's actually a good starting point path with us, is that we can help educate them on saying, hey, here, based on what you're seeing, here are four or five basic things that you can do that just basically, when you implement Algolia, this stuff is table stakes. It's going to get taken care of, right? And we want to get to that as fast as possible so that then we can move forward to more advanced things that through the maturity cycle of search, we can take these brands through. So I think the first step is, you know, recognizing that there's a problem. And, you know, being able to come to companies like Algolia to say, okay, I'm ready to work on this and make an investment on this.
Yeah. And then for those that are further along on the maturity scale, so, you know, there's the 70% that may already be satisfied. I mean, you know, we all know consumer expectations are not getting any more relaxed. They're only, you know, their expectations are getting higher based on what they're seeing elsewhere and new form factors, all kinds of things. So, you know, what should those businesses that maybe feel like things are good right now, but, you know, how do they stay satisfied and stay one step ahead of the competition?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of camps in that 70%. There are some that have, you know, they're satisfied because they've solved what they know they can solve, you know, whether they've gone with a do-it-yourself model and open source or sort of a, you know, black box platform. And those are the ones I think are going to struggle, that as they look to keep up with consumer expectations and what things like ChatGPT and other, you know, other sort of consumer platforms are creating as a need for consumers, they're not going to be able to keep up with it. And so there's going to be a challenge there. Where we get involved in supporting that is, you know, thinking again, the core platform isn't focused on solving this problem. If you're a brand that try to solve it yourself, it's probably not your number one priority. And especially in the market dynamic that we're in right now, if it's not your number one priority, it's probably not going to be a priority, right? Yeah. And so a lot of what we try to do with our customers is to make sure that as we watch what they need, what's changing in the market, how can we build and deliver into our SaaS platform those capabilities that'll keep them competitive with features and capabilities that we're making the investment in on their behalf. And then, you know, we've got 17,000 customers that can benefit from that, right? So rather than brands, even in that satisfied 70%, being able to keep up, the ability to continue to invest is probably not there. And that's kind of been our mission, is to make sure that the ones who don't or cannot focus on this at the level and depth that we do, that we make it very easy for them to be able to leverage Algolia and for Algolia to continue to innovate and deliver the latest and greatest.
Yeah. So regarding the report, were there any responses or trends that you saw that were unexpected, or, you know, was there something that organizations should be keeping in mind that maybe they didn't answer in the way that one might expect?
Yeah. And this is, right, this is interesting because, look, so for us, we live and breathe this every day.
Yeah,
so we know these things. We know what to look for. We know what the pattern is. But that's not the case with everyone. So I think some of the things that I guess was aha's for me, just this is now inherent to me over the last 2.5 years, like, you know, knowledge of surge. I think one of the interesting things that I saw is that maybe people are just not aware of the benefits and impact of surge still, right? That was one of the interesting things, that they're not looking at their data, they're not recognizing that there's a problem or that there could be an improvement, because the problem they started to solve was, can I create content and publish it? And that got resolved. Yeah. And they stopped there, right? So that was a little bit interesting to me that, oh, wow, so there's an education gap here. They're not aware of better, so they're not looking for better, right? So that was one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one is that, you know, as they do become aware, I was a little bit surprised that the action that they decided to take, again, because of lack of awareness, was, oh, well, let me figure out how I can solve this problem. This is a very developer-centric mindset of, oh, I can build something, I can solve this problem, I'm an engineer, versus let me go find something that might already be solving this problem and I can get it done much more quickly. That was another interesting element that I saw. I think it was like 73% were opting to try to build search and discovery in-house, you know, rather than going to a third party or existing platform. That was a little interesting to me. If I've got a hole in my wall here, I'm not going to figure out how to do drywall. I'm going to go get person who knows how to do drywall.
You and me both. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining the show. I got one last question before we wrap up. You know, we've been talking about the Algolia e-commerce site search trends 2023 report here for a while here. But if you could summarize the findings or kind of give one or two key outcomes that you really think are most important, how would you summarize?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've had this question from some of our prospects this quarter, and if I look at it, rather than trying to summarize findings from the report, because it's a sort of backward looking sure. element of it, I want to look at what should you derive from it and look forward, right? And I think there's two major points. One is, in an environment that we're in right now for retailers, being able to convert better, you know, as costs and margins, everyone's trying to improve, more and more investments aren't necessarily the logical choices that brands are going to make, right? So they've got to do better conversion for what they're already doing in terms of traffic acquisition, you know, loyalty development, all of that. So converting better is a key need that companies need to focus on. And I think that's very inherent to what search and discovery platform can deliver for them, is make sure the consumer finds what they want, purchases it, gets to the close of that transaction. So that is a big focus, I think, that we see, that I think people should draw as a conclusion of where they need to focus. The yeah. second one, again, is around, and I know this is going to sound like the buzzword here, but, you know, AI as a growing part of their strategy. It may be in a lot of different ways, but if I boil it down to a basic sort of statement that people have heard before, that do more with less, everyone is hearing that today, right? Do more with less. Well, how do you do more with less? You've got to leverage the capabilities that are arising in the market right now. And that's one of the big investments we've been making over the past 18 months or so, is incorporating AI into every element of our platform so that it's end-to-end, allowing for faster turnaround, faster ROI, you know, faster improvement in the results and identification of those data and trends, and really just helping our brands to deliver faster what their consumers are wanting from them as well. So doing more with less, leveraging AI and focusing on that conversion of what you have already on your plate to accomplish.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, again, I'd like to thank Piyush Patel, Chief Strategic Business Development Officer at Algolia, for joining the show. You can learn more about Piyush and Algolia and also access the Algolia e-commerce site search trends 2023 report by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, brought to you by Tech Systems.
If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkilstrom.com. That's GregKilstrom.com. To get a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, visit my website, or you can find it on Amazon or other retailers. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.